All right, you already know that glyphosate is extremely toxic. It's been linked to cancer. Glyphosate kills people. It was developed based on originally Nazi chemistry research in the 1930s, researching the organophosphate, nerve agents, sarin gas, VX, etc. It was that entire field of research that ultimately led to glyphosate, which has a phosphorus element in the compound. They're called organophosphonates. That's to distinguish it from the organophosphates. But essentially, glyphosate is a nerve agent for plants. And that's why it causes so much cancer and other health problems. Now, this special report here is about how to detox from glyphosate, because there are very specific things that you can do because we'll talk about sulfur-based compounds and how that helps your body naturally eliminate glyphosate. Very quickly, though, I just want to go over some of the things that glyphosate causes, according to the research. Neurological disorders, autoimmune diseases, various cancers, including non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. It causes the chelation or the loss of essential minerals like zinc and magnesium and iron. It destroys beneficial gut bacteria, and it leads to leaky gut syndrome and can cause systemic inflammation. And it mimics glycine, which is a critical amino acid. And in doing that, it can disrupt protein synthesis, it can disrupt metabolic function, and so on. So glyphosate is extremely toxic to human biology, it's toxic to soils, and of course it's deadly to plants. And again, it comes out of Nazi chemical weapons research into nerve agents. Now, you need to know that glyphosate is very frequently found in wheat products, that's breads and crackers, anything made from wheat, noodles, especially if it's non-organic, because so much of the wheat is sprayed with glyphosate now. Just to dry the wheat in the field. It's used as a desiccant, which seems insane, but that's how it goes. Glyphosate is also sprayed on cotton crops. Most cotton that's grown is GMO cotton, and that means there's glyphosate in your cotton balls and cotton swabs and all kinds of personal care and hygiene products made from cotton, including it can be in clothing as well, but you know, you're not necessarily, hopefully, not eating your clothing. Nevertheless, they can have glyphosate contamination, and they very often do. In addition, there's a lot of glyphosate in corn, obviously, in beetroot crops, as well as alfalfa, and some other crops as well. And of course, the industry is working on wheat to try to push, you know, GMO wheat into mass production, which would saturate the wheat supply with even more glyphosate. The state of Florida recently published glyphosate findings in off-the-shelf bread products, finding glyphosate levels of 191 parts per billion in some bread products and lower in other breads. And of course, we've done glyphosate testing in the past on numerous products, and we, in our own lab, we routinely test for glyphosate, especially on all the different products that are potentially known to have it. But if you go to our website, healthrangerstore.com, we now have a new checkbox on the left where you can check it to show all the products that have been glyphosate tested in our laboratory, where we use a triple quad mass spec instrumentation for glyphosate detection and quantitation. And I showed you my lab tour video recently, and I can show it to you again, but I gave you a tour of our mass spec lab that shows you how we test for glyphosate. Hint, it's not easy. And it's not inexpensive either. All right, so you know glyphosate's dangerous. You know it's in so many foods that all of us eat. It's very difficult to avoid glyphosate entirely. If you eat organic, that can help. But there have been glyphosate levels found in some organic products, usually not very high. But it is possible to have glyphosate in organics. Your best bet is to have glyphosate-tested foods and supplements wherever possible. But since that's not possible all the time, for example, you're going out to eat at a restaurant, oh, you're going to get a lot of glyphosate, probably. Or you're eating at a friend's house, or family member's house or whatever. Or you're in a hurry and you bought some fast food, you know, you drove through McDonald's or something, you know, whatever kind of fast food you're consuming, unless it's organic, which it mostly isn't, it probably contains some level of glyphosate. So you need to know about how to naturally detox glyphosate. The good news is that your body does have a mechanism to eliminate glyphosate over time. It is eliminated naturally through urine and through bowel movements and through sweat. Also, it can be. The downside is that glyphosate, it's a very small molecule. It moves easily through tissues. It moves through blood. It passes through the blood-brain barrier very easily. It gets into heart tissue, etc. So just by eating glyphosate in the foods, it goes right through the intestinal wall into the blood supply and then starts to get into the organs where it can cause havoc. And that's why it's associated with cancers and autoimmune disorders and so on. So there are some key ways, really about four ways, to detox from glyphosate. And those four ways I'm going to cover here, they are, number one, supporting your liver, which that itself doesn't eliminate glyphosate, but since your liver is involved in natural glyphosate detoxification, it's critical to support your liver, so we'll talk about that briefly. Secondly, you need to restore your gut microbiome, which is probably being wrecked by glyphosate. We'll talk about that briefly. Thirdly, you need to replenish minerals that glyphosate can chelate and rip out of your body. We'll talk about what those minerals are and some natural sources for how to replenish those minerals. And then the fourth one, which I think is the most powerful one, is the replenishing of your sulfation pathways. So sulfate is a really critical molecule in your body that's involved in all kinds of metabolic processes. And glyphosate depletes sulfate. And let me give you an example of this. So sulfate is absolutely critical for detoxification pathways in the body. There's a process that's called sulfoconjugation, or phase two detoxification. And this involves the use of sulfotransferase enzymes, also known as SULTS, or SULTS. And this allows the sulfate groups in your body to attach to things that your body is trying to get rid of. That can include xenobiotics. That can include estrogens, acetaminophen, you know, painkillers, environmental toxins, pharmaceuticals, drugs, hormones, various neurotransmitters, and so on. So to get these out of your body, you have to have this process called sulfoconjugation, which requires sulfate. And remember, glyphosate is ripping sulfate out of your body. In addition, sulfate groups are really important for building up your tissues, your connective tissue, skin, skin barriers, cartilage, etc. There's a process called glycosaminoglycan, GAG, glycosaminoglycan synthesis. That's a cool term. This is the synthesis process that covers all those things I just mentioned. Tissue development, it's involved in cell signaling, growth factor binding, and things like that. There are many other things that sulfate does in the body. This isn't a biology lesson, so I'm not going to go through anymore, but I just want you to understand how critical that is. So we'll circle back around to that, or well, let's actually start with sulfur-rich foods. How about that? Sulfur-rich foods give your body the sulfate groups that you need for sulfation and also for liver detox. So sulfur-rich foods reactivate all these sulfation pathways. And the good news is that sulfur is a natural constituent of cruciferous vegetables. So for example, broccoli, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower. And you've heard me talk about sulforaphane over and over and over again, right? You've heard me say that I put broccoli sprout powder into my smoothie every day. It's one of the reasons why my smoothie is green. You probably heard me talk about that, and sulforaphane, which is neuroprotective as well. It supports many important protective mechanisms in the body. Well, if you are short on sulfate, then you need cruciferous vegetables. So if you don't have this, there are two things that you can do if you're not getting enough cruciferous vegetables in your diet. Two things. First, you can literally just buy it from us because we have lab-tested, certified organic broccoli sprouts, of course, also tested for heavy metals, etc. We've put together a special glyphosate detox page at healthrangerstore.com/glyphosate, which is spelled G-L-Y-P-H-O-S-A-T-E. So go check that out, healthrangerstore.com/glyphosate. That'll take you right there, and you'll see all the different products that we have that can help support your body's natural glyphosate detoxification pathways. Now, that's if you don't want to grow broccoli sprouts yourself. But if you don't mind growing them yourself, you can get some mason jars and get some cheesecloth and some rubber bands and put the cheesecloth on top and then go out and buy some broccoli seeds for sprouting. And then, you know, put some seeds in the bottom, not even very much, like a teaspoon, and then rinse it with water 3 times a day, give or take. And then within a few days, you have broccoli sprouts. You can eat those. And yes, they are potent, pungent. But guess what? They contain sulforaphane and other forms of sulfur. And so that's a great source. You should have a little bit of that every day. It's very healthy to do that. There are other sources of sulfate that we'll probably get into here. For example, MSM as a nutritional supplement. You've heard of MSM, methyl sulfonyl methane, is what that stands for. Yeah, I don't even use that word very much. MSM is a dietary supplement that provides very good levels of sulfur that your body can use for sulfation. So MSM is a great supplement for that very reason, as well as the cruciferous vegetables that I just mentioned. It's also important to eat onions and garlic. Onions contain quercetin. This also enhances phase 2 liver detox. And then if you can, eat pasture-raised eggs. You know, I have chickens and I have fresh farm eggs all the time. And these eggs are very rich in cysteine and methionine, which of course are precursors to glutathione that's necessary to support natural detoxification. All right, so I'll talk about a few other different foods and things that are important along the way, but let's pivot to restoring your gut flora with probiotic foods. So obviously fermented foods such as sauerkraut, kimchi, kefir, etc., these can help replenish normal, healthy gut microbiome. You can also take as supplements, you know, you can take probiotics. There's lots of different probiotics available in the marketplace. All of them work to some degree, you know. You can also take prebiotic fibers like chicory root, etc., or inulin, which feed the bacteria in your gut and helps improve the populations of the friendly bacteria in your gut. I would also add to that, avoid seed oils. Avoid a lot of toxic foods that harm friendly bacteria. And of course, avoid antibiotics if you are able to do so. I'm talking about prescription antibiotics because they can wipe out your friendly gut bacteria. And then that can cause increased permeability of your gut barrier that can allow glyphosate to move much more easily through your gut into your bloodstream, i.e. leaky gut situation. Not good. Now, we also know that glyphosate binds to certain minerals. It's a chelation agent. That's one of the ways that it works against plants as kind of a, it inhibits key enzyme function in plants. It's kind of a nerve agent for plants, okay? But it also is a chelator, so it pulls out of your body zinc, magnesium, and selenium. Now, selenium is a trace mineral. Zinc is a trace mineral. Magnesium is a macro mineral. So it's unlikely that glyphosate would pull out so much magnesium that it would leave you magnesium deficient unless you're already magnesium deficient, which actually most people are. But magnesium is critical for hundreds of different enzymatic reactions in the body, including pathways for detoxification. So if you're not getting enough magnesium, that is very easy to to augment with supplementation. And there are different forms of magnesium. Just avoid the, you know, the cheap inorganic forms, you know. Get something better than the cheap magnesium. You don't want like magnesium oxide or some garbage like that. So get higher end magnesium, but more importantly, eat a lot of leafy greens and nuts. I mean, magnesium is very common in everyday foods, vegetables specifically. Every plant needs magnesium and calcium in order to grow. Magnesium's a critical part of the plant's physiology. Now, zinc and selenium are easier to lose because you don't have a lot of them, and so glyphosate can really strip zinc out of your body, which can leave you immune deficient. So zinc is absolutely critical. You probably learned some of this during the COVID years, that you have to have zinc plus, you know, you need zinc plus quercetin, which creates what are called zinc ionophores that effectively shoves zinc through your cell membranes into your cells where zinc is needed, because zinc also, of course, inhibits so-called retrovirus production, if you believe in retroviruses, what have you. But zinc is necessary for immune function overall and for supporting detox pathways. So a lot of people are zinc deficient. And if you're exposed to a lot of glyphosate in your food, that can just strip zinc out of your body, leave you at, you know, approaching zero levels of zinc. Selenium is also a similar story here. So selenium protects against oxidative stress. It has, you know, anti-cancer properties. It supports normal thyroid function, etc. If you lack selenium, I mean, you can also have blood sugar imbalances, metabolic disorder, things like that. Selenium is, of course, very present in Brazil nuts, but it's also available as dietary supplements. So those are just some of the minerals that you may need to replenish in order to, you know, recover from glyphosate exposure. Now, there are some other things that are known to naturally bind to glyphosate, because remember, glyphosate is a chelation agent, so it does like to bind to certain things at a molecular level. One of those is activated charcoal, of course, which has a very powerful adsorption property that binds with lots of things, including heavy metals. So you can eat activated charcoal, or you can take it as a dietary supplement from time to time. I'm not saying to chow down on it with every meal, but this can really help detoxify your gut. It can prevent reabsorption of lots of different toxins, not just glyphosate. In addition, it's well known that chlorella and spirulina, both of which are microalgae that are very rich in chlorophyll, that they chelate glyphosate and also can work with some effectiveness with heavy metals. So chlorophyll is a big factor in all of this. There are other sources of chlorophyll like wheatgrass juice, for example. Chlorella and spirulina are well known in this space. Spirulina, however, is very high in iron, and so my recommendation typically is that men may want to choose chlorella instead of spirulina, because men can actually have too much iron if you're supplementing it on a regular basis, whereas women, especially those who are, you know, still menstruating, you're losing blood, you need to reinvigorate with iron on a regular basis. Women do very, very well with spirulina for that very reason. But both of them are rich in chlorophyll, and that can help chelate glyphosate and carry it out of your body. In addition, you can also supplement in glycine, because glyphosate mimics in many ways the pathways, the molecular pathways of glycine. So if you supplement with glycine, you're basically sort of preloading your body's glycine stores, which can help displace glyphosate that you may consume or be exposed to even topically. So those are some supplement strategies for you there. Again, if you want to see what we have available at our store, go to healthrangerstore.com/glyphosate, and you'll see the supplements we have that can help your body's natural detoxification process to eliminate glyphosate, which doesn't belong in your body. Doesn't belong. In addition, liver detoxifiers, these are probably well known by most of you listening. Of course, dandelion root, of course, milk thistle. These boost glutathione production, protect liver cells, etc. Turmeric can also help support phase two detoxification. For kidney support, which can help you eliminate toxins in liquid form, make sure you have non-GMO or organic beetroot juice, which enhances nitric oxide. You can make corn silk tea for kidney and bladder support. You can use nettle leaf tea, which is a natural diuretic, so it helps you urinate out toxins. Make sure you drink plenty of clean water, filtered water or rainwater, etc. And then in terms of sulfur-based detoxification supplements, there are two. MSM, like I mentioned before, which provides the actual sulfur that your body can use, that gives you the sulfate that you need. And then there's alpha-lipoic acid, or ALA, which helps your body regenerate glutathione and also helps chelate heavy metals out of your system. So that information right there will give you a lot of wealth about how to detox from glyphosate, because none of us are at zero exposure. None of us, not even myself. We have some level of exposure. But if you are doing all these other things like I'm doing on a daily basis, you know, I'm taking MSM, I'm drinking broccoli sprouts, and I'm eating cabbage, you know, I'm doing all these things on a daily basis, then you can handle some smaller level of exposure. Where glyphosate is really toxic and deadly and kills people, or can kill people, is when the typical consumer is living on processed junk foods. They are deficient in critical minerals, they lack zinc, they lack selenium, they don't eat vegetables at all. They're living on processed junk food. And then they get hit with a high dose of glyphosate, their body can't deal with it. And at that point, the glyphosate just goes through and starts destroying their system through numerous pathways, or interfering with normal pathways, causing an overloading of toxins in the body that would otherwise have been removed if not for the glyphosate interfering with that removal, you see? So it's critical to upgrade your diet here if you want to get rid of the glyphosate that is present in the food supply. So obviously choose organic wherever you can. Obviously choose lab-tested supplements like what we offer at healthrangerstore.com. Obviously filter your water. I don't think anybody's still drinking tap water, I hope. That would be crazy. Avoid processed foods. Specifically, you must avoid non-organic wheat, soy, and corn. Those three, you have to eliminate those from your diet, or do the best you can to get that done. Because it's guaranteed that wheat, soy, and corn will have glyphosate if it's not organic. Now, the organic crops, those farmers are not allowed to spray glyphosate on those crops. However, glyphosate can still get there, carried by the wind, from neighboring crops. And unfortunately, the USDA does not require glyphosate testing for any organic products. It's not required at all. So, I mean, that's why we do so much testing, because we actually want to know how much glyphosate is in various raw materials so we can reject them. Which we do all the time, by the way. We reject, you know, oats, and there's also legumes, things like that. So you got to watch out for glyphosate. It can be in various beans. It's actually very common in some types of beans and legumes. It's common in oats. It's common in wheat, soy, and corn. Very common. Shockingly so. Also, remember that sweating is healthy. Sweating helps your body eliminate glyphosate. That's shown. We know that that's the case. So, you know, I'm out jogging outside, and you know, I'm shirtless, running around in the forest in the sun, sweating. Yes, I'm sweating on purpose. I'm drenched with sweat in the hotter months in Texas. I mean, I'm like over sweating. I actually have to replenish salt levels because I sweat so much in the hot months. But sweating is good. So you can go to saunas, or you can exercise, or you can, you know, whatever is a normal, healthy way to sweat that can eliminate toxins and glyphosate. So that right there, those are the best tactics. And if you were to summarize this and break it all down, it's number one, avoid exposure to glyphosate as much as you can. So choose organic, choose lab tested, upgrade your diet, eat healthier foods. And then in addition, then enhance your detoxification. And that's through all the techniques I mentioned here, the different sulfate supplements, the different sulfate foods, the sulforaphane that's in broccoli sprouts, etc., and some of the other things I mentioned along the way. And then replenish zinc and selenium, any kind of trace minerals that you may have lost, etc. So that's it. That's the strategy. Well, and drink plenty of healthy, clean water, obviously, which means you need to have a really good water filter that removes glyphosate from the water supply. And, you know, we've done tests on that, and the high-end filters that cost hundreds of dollars, mostly they remove almost 100% of glyphosate. The cheap filters, the little pitcher filters that are $30 at a local store, those don't remove hardly any glyphosate, by the way. The glyphosate goes right through, as do some other things. So be very careful about that. All right, now some final thoughts are that since Trump has granted federal protection for glyphosate, he's declared it a critical resource for national defense. And the Orwellian argument now from the Trump administration is that glyphosate equals healthy food. That's what his executive order literally claimed. And we're now hearing from all the typical glyphosate propagandists, the same kind of nefarious bad faith actors who were pushing Monsanto junk science for the last couple of decades. These people are claiming that, oh, without glyphosate, people would starve, that glyphosate's necessary for food production. So they say that without glyphosate, poor people would starve. That's not true at all, because all throughout history, glyphosate wasn't even introduced to the marketplace until, 1974 or so. And you can bet people were eating before 1974. And there are people all over the world, even indigenous people, etc., that eat without having their food saturated with glyphosate. Okay, so the claim that we have to have glyphosate to feed people is a total lie. It's just a blatant junk science fabrication, obviously. But that's the narrative that we're being subjected to now. And the Trump administration has gone all in to the point where Trump is now being called the glyphosate president. He wants glyphosate to be federally protected. I mean, he declared that. And he's got no problem with food crops being sprayed with glyphosate like crazy. And sadly, RFK Jr. came out and supported Trump's decision. So now we have RFK Jr., who for the last 20 years was, criticizing glyphosate and saying it caused cancer and it caused health problems. And now he's siding with Trump, protecting glyphosate and giving glyphosate producers some level of legal immunity. Kind of like the vaccine industry, but not exactly the same thing. Meanwhile, Bayer, which purchased Monsanto a few years ago for, $65 billion or so, Bayer has already spent $11 billion settling glyphosate lawsuits from tens of thousands of plaintiffs who showed that glyphosate caused cancer. But that's not even the end of it. There are still something like 60,000 lawsuits pending against Bayer. And Bayer is now proposing a joint $7.5 billion settlement to clear those cases and to try to clear all cases for the next 20 years. So in other words, they want some kind of immunity. They want to buy their way out of the glyphosate lawsuits with another $7.5 billion. That's incredible, huh? That's really something. So even the courts, effectively, even Bayer, which bought Monsanto, even Bayer has effectively, indirectly admitted, although they wouldn't officially admit it, but by settling these claims, they're paying people who claim that their product caused cancer and other problems. So if there were no evidence of that, do you think Bayer would settle? No, not at all. The evidence is overwhelming. Glyphosate causes cancer. Glyphosate causes hormone disruption. Glyphosate causes depletion of minerals, etc. This is well known, well established, even through the court system, through tens of thousands of lawsuits that have been settled in favor of the plaintiffs. So there's no question that glyphosate is toxic. The only question is, how much are you eating and what are you doing to help protect yourself from glyphosate? So review this information, and if you want to... Oh, I'm going to post an infographic about this. I'll do a story on this at naturalnews.com, and I'll post an infographic that summarizes all of this. And you can, you know, feel free to download that, and you can share it with others, etc. And you can hear more of my information about this at brightvideos.com, because I'm about to do a special report about the history of Monsanto and all of the junk science, the nefarious activities, the black ops, negative PR, paying Google to smear glyphosate critics, the impersonation in the court system, ghostwriting papers, a total science fraud carried out for decades by Monsanto. You need to know the history of that. Now, interestingly, Bayer shut down a lot of that when Bayer acquired Monsanto. So Bayer doesn't operate with the same level of nefarious intent that Monsanto did. Monsanto is off the charts, insane, pure evil. But Bayer is an offshoot of IG Farben. IG Farben was the Nazi science company that was found guilty of crimes against humanity and was thereby broken up into three different companies. And Bayer is one of those three. That became the Bayer of today, which then acquired Monsanto and is selling glyphosate, you know? So, but at least to Bayer's credit, they're not engaged in the same level of evil, nefarious activities that Monsanto was running 24/7. So we got to give Bayer a little bit of credit, and Bayer is offering a settlement to victims of glyphosate, you know, a pretty big settlement, $7.5 billion. So at least Bayer is engaged in the legal process here. Although, oh, and I should mention that Bayer inherited most of the liability when they bought Monsanto. So a lot of this liability wasn't actually originating from Bayer itself. It was from the company that Bayer bought. So Bayer is trying to settle that, but of course they don't want to ban glyphosate. They still want to sell it. And they're going to continue to do so, and they're probably going to face additional lawsuits because of that. The good news is that you have a choice. You don't have to buy glyphosate. You don't have to use it like a spray or on your yard or your farm. You can just say no from an agricultural point of view. And then when it comes to food, you can choose organic, or you can choose glyphosate-tested products, foods, supplements, superfoods, all the things that we sell. HealthRangerStore.com/glyphosate. Gives you all the glyphosate detox products, like I mentioned earlier. So you do have a choice here. And that's the good news. You still have a choice. None of us are going to be 100% glyphosate free, but we can really minimize glyphosate exposure through the methods that I mentioned here. And that's actually a really positive outcome here. So if other people want to eat a bunch of glyphosate and commit, you know, weed killer suicide, that's on them. I would hope they don't do that, but some people really want to be pro-glyphosate, so I guess that's what they're going to do, just going to eat themselves to death. Well, wouldn't be the first time that happened, would it? So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, and you can catch all of my interviews and podcasts and reports at brightvideos.com and my articles at naturalnews.com. Oh, one more thing. If you want to do research on glyphosate, use our deep research AI engine. It's free. It's at brightanswers.ai. Brightanswers.ai. You can ask it anything about glyphosate because it's already indexed 250,000 science papers and over 100,000 published books. And it searches through them all in order to generate your answer. And then it references, you know, full citations and references of the papers and the authors, etc., that go into your answer. Finally, there are also books at our book creation website called brightlearn.ai. There are books on reversing glyphosate toxicity. One of those books is called Glyphosate Reversal, and you can download that book free of charge. Just go to books.brightlearn.ai and search on the word glyphosate, and you'll see all those books, and you can download them completely free, because we're all about sharing information that helps empower people. All right, thank you for listening. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.